it will turn out for a witness. While Jehovah's Witnesses seek to lead a calm and quiet life with full godly devotion, it does not surprise them when they are persecuted. 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2. Jesus Christ warned his disciples that they would be objects of hatred when he said, "People will lay their hands upon you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, you being hailed before kings and governors for the sake of my name." Yet, Jesus pointed out that such persecution would backfire on enemies of pure worship. He foretold, "It will turn out to you for a witness." Luke 21:12, 13, and 17. In fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy, Jehovah's Witnesses contend with unjust treatment in numerous places. Court victories in many lands have helped to protect their legal freedom, including their right to preach from house to house and to assemble freely for worship. Although challenges remain, we have enjoyed significant legal victories this year that confirm the religious nature of our activities. Austria. Culminating a 30-year effort by our brothers, in May 2009, the Federal Ministry of Education, Art, and Culture of Austria granted Jehovah's Witnesses the highest possible level of recognition as a religious community. The Witnesses are now the 14th religious society in Austria to enjoy this status. Following the positive judgment of the European Court of Human Rights in July 2008, the court issued 3 additional judgments in favor of our brothers in Austria, establishing beyond dispute that Jehovah's Witnesses have full recognition as a religious society. South Africa. In 2005, a lawsuit against the South African Department of Labor was taken to the Labor Court of South Africa on behalf of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of South Africa and members of the Worldwide Order of Special Full-Time Servants of Jehovah's Witnesses serving at the South Africa Bethel. The lawsuit sought a ruling that would establish that the Bethelites should not be classified as employees under South Africa's labor laws. In March 2009, the Labor Court issued a favorable decision, confirming this fact, and also substantiating the religious nature of the activities carried on at Bethel. Uganda. In 2007, the Uganda Revenue Authority, or URA, issued a ruling that members of the Worldwide Order of Special Full-Time Servants of Jehovah's Witnesses serving at the Uganda Bethel are employees, as defined in Uganda's Income Tax Act. The matter was submitted for resolution to the High Court of Uganda in Kampala on behalf of the International Bible Students Association, or IBSA, against the URA. In June 2009, the High Court ruled in favor of IBSA, finding that the Uganda Bethelites are not employees. The court took special note of the fact that the Bethelites receive the same support regardless of the tasks they perform. The court concluded that the Bethelites are members of a religious order and receive food, shelter, and modest support only to care for personal necessities in the course of carrying out charitable and religious activities in Uganda. Armenia. The authorities continue to arrest and imprison our brothers of military age for their conscientious objection to military service. As of August 2009, there were 74 brothers in prison. Since all domestic courts have ruled against the brothers, 4 separate applications have been filed with the European Court of Human Rights seeking relief. The government also continues to impose exorbitant value-added tax on the religious literature our brothers receive from other countries. Whether this unjust financial burden will be removed or not, we are confident that our brothers will continue to be spiritually well-fed. Azerbaijan. Our brothers there contend with a steady decline in their freedom of worship. It is increasingly difficult for them to obtain literature and to meet for worship. Although they enjoy legal status in Baku, the capital, the lack of registration in other cities has led to frequent illegal police raids of meetings held in private homes, followed by hours of detention in police stations. This occurs even though the law does not require worshipers to register in order to meet in private homes. On April 9, 2009, our brothers filed for national registration with the government of Azerbaijan. We are hopeful that this registration will ease the difficulties experienced by our brothers. Egypt. Over the past 3 years, brothers from Egypt, as well as from Belgium, Italy, and the United States, have met with Egyptian authorities to obtain legal status for our work. As a result, the authorities have granted our brothers in Egypt permission to worship peacefully in private homes in groups of 30. Even so, some elements of the government continue to mistreat our brothers. The state security offices keep our brothers under surveillance and sporadically interrogate and threaten congregation members. In addition to meeting directly with the authorities, our brothers are making efforts to obtain legal status through the courts. Eritrea. In total disregard for fundamental human rights, the authorities arrested 23 members of one congregation on June 28, 2009, including elderly sisters and three children, ranging from 2 to 4 years of age. Although the elderly sisters have since been released, the children are still in prison with their mothers. The fathers were imprisoned long ago. Thus, whole families are now in jail. This brings the count of our brothers and sisters in prison to 64, which includes three brothers who have been in prison since 1994 for their neutral stand on military service, without being informed what laws they are alleged to have broken. India. Over the past few years, Jehovah's Witnesses in India have become victims of mob attacks when engaging in their public ministry. They have also endured verbal and physical abuse, threats of imprisonment, and the burning of their literature. Oftentimes, after being beaten, our brothers are arrested and imprisoned, and face criminal prosecution. Angry mobs influence local authorities to act against our brothers by falsely accusing them of violating local laws. For example, in December 2008, three of Jehovah's Witnesses, a mother, her daughter, and her 10-year-old granddaughter in Kundapura, Karnataka, returned to visit a woman in Koni village who had shown interest in learning about the Bible. Later, 5 or 6 men forcibly took the three witnesses to the local police station. A mob gathered, and the police charged the sisters with trespassing, promoting enmity between classes, and insulting another religion. The witnesses were eventually allowed to go home. Our brothers and sisters in such circumstances are being given legal assistance. Moldova. Our brothers in Transnistria, the internationally unrecognized region of Moldova, continue to display zeal for kingdom interests, although they have been under constant threat of ban or liquidation for some 12 years. Despite numerous challenges, the brothers have experienced Jehovah's blessing and a measure of success in defending kingdom interests in the courts. Here are three examples. An Orthodox priest who verbally and physically abused two of our sisters while they were preaching in the village of Ordashe was held liable and fined. The city court in Tiraspol handed down a favorable decision in connection with the brothers' efforts to register our community there. And a decision was handed down against the Rybnitsa City Tax Inspectorate for unlawfully taxing food provided for volunteers while they were working on a Kingdom Hall construction project. Kazakhstan. The General Prosecutor's Office of the Republic of Kazakhstan initiated protests that resulted in favorable court rulings for our brothers. Earlier, courts in Kislerda, Shymkent, and Saryagash had ordered that our religious activity be suspended for 6 months. As a result of the rulings in November 2008, however, our religious freedom was restored in the Kislerda region, in Shymkent, and in the entire southern Kazakhstan region. Additionally, in December 2008, after 7 years of denials by the local government, the city court in Atyrau held that Jehovah's Witnesses have the right to legal registration in that city. Russia. During the past service year, our administrative center here has been subjected to repeated investigations by the prosecutor and numerous other state authorities, with the obvious intent of unlawfully closing down our religious activities. Individually, our brothers and sisters are being subjected to harassment and hundreds of groundless investigations. In one instance, a pregnant sister suffered a miscarriage after police illegally raided a religious meeting. A 15-year-old boy who was also present at the meeting was illegally detained. The prosecuting authorities are using the law on counteracting extremist activity as a basis for liquidating several of our local congregations and banning our religious literature. These unfounded allegations of extremism have led to other official abuses of religious freedom, including unjustified arrests, deportations, and denial of entry to 4 foreign legal representatives of Jehovah's Witnesses who were assisting in the defense against these false charges. One of these brothers was detained in a holding cell in Moscow for 23 hours. Members of the Federal Security Service have interfered with numerous rental contracts at venues for meetings and conventions, causing rental agreements to be canceled. Authorities have also obstructed the building of New Kingdom halls. Crimes against the witnesses include torture while in police custody on trumped-up criminal charges. South Korea. On June 16, 2008, the government of South Korea backed off from the announcement it made on May 7, 2008, to give conscientious objectors the opportunity to participate in alternative civilian service. It stated that the issue of conscientious objection to military service required further study and the forging of a broad national consensus. To date, the Korean National Assembly has not considered any bill on alternative service. The brothers are awaiting decisions from the Human Rights Committee of the United Nations, which ruled favorably on 2 applications. In January 2009, the Korean Presidential Commission on Suspicious Deaths in the Military acknowledged that the Korean government was responsible for the violent deaths of 5 of Jehovah's Witnesses who were forcibly conscripted into the army from the 1970s to the mid-1980s. This is the first significant decision recognizing the state's responsibility for deaths resulting from violence within the military. Tajikistan. The Religious Association of Jehovah's Witnesses in Tajikistan was banned in 2007, and our literature from Germany was confiscated by customs officials. An appeal was submitted to the military court, and in September 2008, the appeal was denied. A subsequent appeal was filed with the Military Collegium of the Supreme Court, which also rejected the appeal. These decisions uphold the banning and confiscation of literature. Additional efforts are underway to help our brothers. Turkey. The brothers there face challenges relating to military service. One brother has been in prison for 2 years for his resolute stand. Many other brothers of military age continue to be threatened with fines and imprisonment as well as loss of jobs. In March 2009, the brothers were informed that the Human Rights Committee of the United Nations had started to investigate 2 complaints that were filed on behalf of the witnesses. Additionally, in May 2009, the European Court of Human Rights decided to join 3 pending applications together to begin the process of investigating whether the human rights of 6 of our brothers are being violated, 4 of these brothers having spent time in prison. Jehovah's servants are grateful for the interest being shown by these 2 judicial bodies and hope that a measure of relief may be in sight. Uzbekistan. The legal situation of Jehovah's worshippers in Uzbekistan is steadily deteriorating, with our brothers increasingly being the target of state-sponsored persecution. One married father of 2 sons was released from prison on May 14, 2009, after completing a 2-year sentence for teaching religion. The next day, he was deported to Tajikistan, the country of his citizenship. 3 other brothers remain in prison for organizing illegal religious activity. Attorneys for the 3 are preparing further appeals to the Supreme Court of Uzbekistan. Local brothers and a foreign delegation of brothers have had several meetings with the Uzbekistan State Committee of Religious Affairs and its representatives in an effort to resolve these matters. European Court of Human Rights. Jehovah's Witnesses in Armenia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Cyprus, France, Georgia, Russia, Serbia, and Turkey have a total of 22 applications pending before the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, in Strasbourg, France. The applications cite violations of basic human rights afforded to all citizens living under the jurisdiction of the European Convention on Human Rights. 9 of the applications involve the right to refuse military service. 7 involve persecution and discrimination on the basis of religion. 4 involve deregistration or banning of a legal entity used by Jehovah's Witnesses to organize the work, and 2 object to a government's interference in the right to assemble peacefully for worship. On June 17, 2008, the ECHR gave attention to the application brought by the Association Les Témoins de Jéhovah, or ATJ, against the government of France. The application focuses on the discriminatory 60% tax levied on all the religious contributions the ATJ received from 1993 through 1996. The court raised additional questions about the possible violation of Article 9 of the European Convention dealing with freedom of religion. Jehovah's Witnesses in France and in other countries of the Council of Europe are now waiting to see whether the court will accept this case. While Satan tries to disrupt true worship by framing trouble by decree, Jehovah's servants remain solid in the faith, knowing that the same things in the way of sufferings are being accomplished in the entire association of their brothers in the world. Psalm 94:20 and 1 Peter 5:7-11. May all true worshipers continue to take an unflinching stand against Satan and throw all their anxiety upon the God of all undeserved kindness, knowing that He cares for them and will make them firm and strong. Qualified to teach others. Training has been a characteristic of the Christian congregation from its very beginning. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, "These things commit to faithful men, who, in turn, will be adequately qualified to teach others." 2 Timothy 2:2. Today, too, Jehovah's organization has numerous training programs. Since 2008, for example, 6,528 elders from the United States branch territories, including Alaska, Bermuda, and the Turks and Caicos Islands, attended 70 classes of the School for Congregation Elders at the Watchtower Educational Center in Paterson, New York. The intensive week-long instruction covers various aspects of elders' lives, helping them to take the lead in the preaching work and to be more effective teachers in the congregation. The course also encourages them to maintain their spirituality and that of their family, and trains them to handle the word of the truth aright when assisting others. The following are a few of the many expressions of gratitude made by elders who attended the school. The humility of the instructors was an example of how to treat the brothers in the congregation. "My heart wells with appreciation for the governing body. This is one of the greatest educational privileges that has ever been extended to me in my years in the truth. Our God, Jehovah, knows what we need and when to provide it. My faith has been renewed, and my spiritual battery has been recharged. This experience has helped me to appreciate what Jehovah has done by means of the visible part of His organization and also to see how He is caring for all of His people. This has been a tremendous experience. The more I learned in the school, the more I realized how much I didn't know. I have developed a new appreciation for personal study and why I must apply all that I learned to myself. The training has better equipped me to care for my family and the congregation with the mind of Christ. It has assisted me to reflect on what type of man I am. I would not trade this 1 week with Jehovah's instructors for a university education. What an uplifting and beneficial experience! It has energized me to carry on in Jehovah's service, be self-sacrificing, and be a source of refreshment to our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jehovah. Through this course, we have perceived the love of Jehovah. It has been like a shepherding call from Him. I thank Jehovah for this privilege to learn how better to handle my assignment to His glory and praise. In due course, the governing body will announce arrangements for elders in other places to get the benefit of this timely instruction. Branch dedications bring joy. On January 24, 2009, Samuel Hurd of the governing body was the guest speaker at the dedication of the new branch in Tanzania in East Africa. 25 years ago, the branch started in a 3-room cinder block building known by witnesses throughout Tanzania as House No. 46, Mangomini Quarters. Many of the 779 joyful guests from 22 countries had tears in their eyes as they reflected on the progress of the work since the ban there was lifted in 1987. "Only Jehovah could make such a thing possible in this land," observed one old-timer. "Now the preaching work has flourished, and over 14,000 publishers rejoice, thank Jehovah, and make melody to His name." At the Netherlands branch office, on Saturday, May 2, 2009, Some 600 brothers and sisters from 31 lands attended the dedication talk delivered by Theodore Jarrus of the governing body. A residence wing had been added to the structure originally built in 1983, and the areas formerly used for printing magazines had been converted into offices and a video studio for the Regional Audio Video Center, or RAVC. The RAVC assists in producing CDs and DVDs in 24 languages, most of which are spoken in Europe. In addition, the RAVC supports video productions in some 20 different sign languages. This work includes coordinating the production of CDs in Europe, Africa, and Oceania, and DVDs worldwide. The Netherlands branch also buys and ships items needed by branches in other parts of the world, and the remodeled facilities are well suited to these activities. Keep yourselves in God's love. Indeed, we have many reasons to rejoice. How blessed we are to be living in these thrilling times! True, as prophesied, the last days are critical times, hard to deal with. 2 Timothy 3:1. But with deliverance so near at hand, it is vital for each one of us to be resolved to heed Jude's compelling exhortation, recorded at Jude 20 and 21. You, beloved ones, by building up yourselves on your most holy faith and praying with Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love while you are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ with everlasting life in view.